Hi, my name is Darren. I'm 12 years old and I go to Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School. The thing that's happened to you, something similar happened to me, but it was different though. So I was out from my dad's house in Staten Heights, and my brother always goes to his friend's house, like up the street and up the hill. And he always like wanders off whenever he wants to because my dad just lets him for some reason. So one day he went up the hill, and that day my dad and my stepmom left. And I was supposed to be watching him. So he went up the hill, and for some reason, I just stayed and played my game because I didn't really want to do anything that day. I went outside to look to see where he was, and I see all of his friends running down the hill talking about, "Where's your dad? Where's your dad?" And I guess, went in shock, and I just stood there, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, "Where's Michael? What happened?" And they said, he's bleeding. I didn't know what to do. So I start following them, and I see my little brother in the woods just laying there on the ground with his foot bleeding all out. I don't know what happened, but he might have just cut something on his foot, but it was so bad. His bone was popping out, and I don't know if he was in a fight or something, but he had a black eye. His foot was cut. He was holding his ribs. Like, I did not know what to do. At the time, I didn't have a phone. I was younger. So first thing I did was I ran back to my house and used the house phone, and my dad rushed to the house so we can go to the woods. In that moment, I felt like I had to do something because I was the only man in the house. I felt like it was my job to protect him when I should have been watching him. So yeah, I know what you're talking about when you went in shock, and I know how you feel. But if I was in that situation with you, I would probably do the same thing because I know what it's like. You probably didn't know what to do. You're probably confused at what happened, but he's fine now, so you can just calm down. When I'm over my dad's, when he's not there, it's my responsibility to be the man of the house, take out the trash, you know, make sure my little brother's doing what he's supposed to in the house, making sure everything's right. It's just, if you're a big brother, you just got to step up to the plate and, you know, turn into a man. You can't just sit there and let them take over you. You got to be the man of the house.
Hi, my name's Christian. I go to Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School, and I'm 12. If I was in that situation, the first thing I would do, because I always have my phone in my pocket, is call 911, and then when I'm done with that, I would probably went nuts, like, asking what happened. I would just see if he was breathing or anything. Just make sure he's alive. Ask who did it or something. Being the only child, it gets kind of boring. It has some good things, but it's kind of depressing having no one to talk to sometimes.
Hello, my name is Kenneth. I'm 12, and I go to Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School. If you told me a story face-to-face, like, it's happened to me because one time my little cousin, we was playing around on the hill. He know how it's outside in the hill. They a little weird. For some odd reason, they just started, I don't know if they were shooting fake guns or real guns, but we heard gunshots, and we had to get out the car to let my brother and my two little sisters come in because we had a third row in the car. And I didn't know where my cousin was, and it was my job to make sure where he was. He likes to run around, meet people, and talk to people, and make friends and explore. I went running around the block and went up the hill. He was right there, and he was just standing there because he heard gunshots, because he just gets really scared and just doesn't know what to do, so he just stands there. When you touch him, you like feel him shaking really badly, and then like once you touch him, he'll start to cry. I was like, "What happened?" He said, "I heard gunshots," and that's when we went back down, and he was still crying, and my mom said, "What happened?" He told her the story, and then she talked to me and was like, "You have to take better care of him and watch what he's doing." Since then, I've had more responsibility for like my little sisters, because I have four and I want nothing to happen to them, and take more responsibility for my actions. And like whenever I have to babysit someone, I make sure I know where they are, what they're doing at all times, so nothing bad happens to them. Because when it happened, I was in shock, and I didn't know what to do. It was just a scary moment for me in a situation like that. And you know, like when that happened, and you don't know like where your sibling is or your family member that's smaller than you that you're supposed to be looking after, and you don't know what's happened to them or where they've gone, you just get scared, and then you just hit that motivation to just go look for them and make sure like where they are and if they're all right.
My name is Josh Hahn. I go to Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School. I'm 13 years old. I had the same problem you had. Mom went to work and my brother wanted to go outside, and I live in a neighborhood where there's gunshots a lot and growing up fighting and all that. When they want to go outside, I have to go with them just to keep them safe. And one time, my mom went to work and my brother left to go to the store, and he didn't come back, and I don't know where he was. So then my younger brother, he went to go look for where he was, and they didn't ever come back. When I went to the store to go check on them, the store dude said, "No, I never came here." So I was scared. I didn't know what it was. So I went to Hawkins Village, and they was in there playing basketball. And this car came up slow with the windows down, blasting music, and they just start shooting. And just, like, I had a whole bunch of kids. I was so scared, like, I didn't know what to do. I was just ducking and running into people. Then I couldn't find my brothers after this all happened. After they pulled off, I could not find my brothers, like, at all. I couldn't even find my phone. Everybody kept asking me where my brothers and stuff are. I kept asking them. My mom came home. She was scared. Police came. They didn't know what it was. It was just crazy. I had to go to the police station, report them missing. Then we found them, like, an hour later. They ran to my grandma's house. They said, this little kid got shot. And my brother said that he was standing right next to the kid that got shot. He was, like, holding my brother's hand, telling him to help me. And my brother said he didn't know what to do, so he was just scared. So he just ran, and my other brother followed him. It was my fault, because my mom told me when they leave our house, I have to go with them. And they're both younger than me, so it really was my fault. And knowing that I know it's, like, a bad community, I should have never let them leave out the house by themselves. And my mom said, this is why, like, y'all don't ever go outside or anything, because stuff like that happens, like, all the time, for real. We go outside, really. And even if we do go outside, I go with them. Like, if you're going to the store, I go with them. If he's going to take out the trash, I go with them to hold the door. I was scared. I would never do that, let them leave out the house again by themselves. So they're always in my sight. Like, I'd be worried while I'm at school, because sometimes I text my mom during classes to see if they're all right and stuff. If I was you, Marvin, like, in your situation about your brother, I would have did the same thing, but I would have probably dealt with it a different way. I would have probably spazzed out or something. I would have went off, like, crazy went off. I don't know where I would be if I was you.